Welcome, everyone. Where's can someone give? Amen. Welcome, everybody.
再次欢迎大家。
Welcome, Robert.
欢迎 Robert.
So.Today I'm going to continue with the series that I was preaching about.
今天我的分享会继续我们之前的这个讲道。
How God's mercy sometimes can seem to us as being unjust.
神的怜悯在我们的眼中有时候会变成不公义。
Where things require judgment, God shows mercy.
当我们觉得神应该施行审判公义的时候，他反而施怜悯了。
But I'm glad God is unjust with His mercy.
感谢神呢，他的不公义其实也是怜悯。
Because otherwise, most of us, or in fact all of us, will be judged and be gone by now.
不然，其实我们在这里，可能所有人，我们如果真的要面对神的公义的审判，我们早就不在这里了。
And we also saw how sometimes when we are suffering, we ask many questions about to God about why.
我们当我们说在苦难当中的时候，我们会问很多次神为什么会这样子，为什么会这样子。
And yet the Bible often doesn't give us an answer.
在圣经当中，常常都没有给我们一个答案。
And God is not obliged to give us an answer.
然后神呢，其实并不是必一定要给我们一个解释。
But instead, Scripture tells us and encourages us to trust God while we are suffering.
但是圣经反而来鼓励我们在患难当中我们仍然要依靠神。
Because it is in that God's presence is enabled us to stand strong and still and not be crushed.
因为在这个苦难当中这是神的同在让我们可以继续的站立等稳不致被打倒不致绝望。
And then last week we talked about God's agape love.
上周我们讲到神的无条件的爱。
Because His love has no condition.
因为他的爱是无条件的。
That's why it seems unfair.
所以在我们的眼中看似是不公平的。
When he doesn't punish our enemies.
当我们觉得他没有去审判我们的仇敌的时候。
He loves us in all in the same way.
神爱世人是同样的。
And the reason why we feel that God is unfair sometimes is because it doesn't meet our justice.
很多时候我们觉得神不公平是我觉得神没有达到我们对公义的那种标准。
We have our own standard and our own rules.
我们自己设定了我们自己的标准和规条。
But God fulfilled His own set of standards.
但是神是按照他自己的标准来行事的。
And one of the standards He's asked us to do is to love our enemies.
那么神的其中一个标准就是让我们甚至要爱我们的仇敌。
And when we look at all of this, we begin to hopefully begin to understand that many of the accusations that we have against God about Him being unfair is not agreeable.
其实当我们如果明白这个道理的时候，当我们再次来审查我们对神做出的很多不公义的控告的时候，其实很多时候是站不住脚的。
It's only because we're looking things through our own lenses.
因为很多时候我们从我们自己的视角来看这个事情。
But in the scripture and through God's eyes, God is fair. God is just.
但是借着经文借着神的视角我们看这些事情是完全公义完全公平的。
And so today we're going to ask this question. Is God in control of everything?
那么今天我们还要问一个问题说是神在掌控一切吗
?Especially, is God in control of my life?
特别是神在掌控我的人生吗
？Is God in control of everything that is happening in the world?
神在掌控在这个世界上发生的一切事吗
？Because one of the most important doctrine about God is that He is sovereign.
那么关于神的一个很重要的一个神学，就是说神是有主权的。
God is in charge.
神是掌控一切的。
If God is in charge, then everything that's happened.Is not a surprise to God.
所以如果我们说神是掌控一切的话那么发生的一切对于神来说都不足为奇。
So the question we've got to ask ourselves today, is God in charge of my life?
所以今天我们要问自己这个问题说神在掌管我的生命吗
Is everything in control?
所有的这一切都在神的掌控之下吗
Especially when we've made bad decisions.
特别是当我们做一些 看似不好的决定。
And there's nothing you can go, you can't go back to history and try and correct it.
我们不能回到过去来尝试来扭转这个局面。
According to our view, it doesn't seem that God is in control.
很多时候从我们自己的视角来看，我们觉得神没有在掌控一切。
But according to Scripture, God is very much in control.
但是根据圣经来看，神是绝对掌控一切的。
Because if God is not sovereign, then he is no longer God.
如果神没有主权，那么他不再是神了。
The sovereignty of God is one of the most important doctrines of Christianity. Without it, our God is no longer God.
所以神的主权是神的很重要的一个属性。神失去了主权，那么就不再是神了。
That's why God has to be one.
所以神只有一位。
Only one has sovereignty.
只有一位有主权。
Only one is in charge.
只有一位是在掌管的。
And that's why you can't have two gods.
所以就是说你不可能有两位神。
As soon as you have two gods, you no longer have sovereignty.
如果有超过有两个的两位神的话，那么就不再有主权了。
Amen? Only one can be in charge.
只有一个可以来掌权。
And he has to be supreme.
他必须是超越一切的。
So the God of our universe, the Christian God, is the God that is sovereign.
所以我们所信奉的这个神，这个创造宇宙万物的神是绝对有主权的。
And that is why, right, when you're in India and you've got hundreds of thousands of gods, they are not gods because they cannot be gods.
所以当我们去到印度的时候，我们看到有没有成千上百个那些偶像，其实他们不是神。
What I'm talking about today is the Christian God because we believe God is one.
今天我们讲的是基督教信仰里面的神是只有一位的神。
If God is in control, then how come sometimes or most of the time I don't feel like He's in control?
如果我们说神有主权，他掌管一切，但是为什么我们感觉不到他在掌控一切呢？
How many of you feel like that?
有多少人有这样的感觉呢？
You see, the problem is God is invisible.
问题就是神是看不到的神。
We can't see Him.
我们用肉眼看不见。
We can't hear Him.
我们用我们的耳朵也听不见他。
Even most he chose to keep himself visible. He chooses to not to audibly speak to us.
神的选择向我们隐藏，让我们看不到。然后呢，神也尝试不会用我们的耳朵的声音能听到。
We can't touch him.
我们触摸不到他。
The problem is God is not tangible. He's not physical here.
神不是那种有形有体的一种存在。
And then life seems very random.
然后我们的生命呢，也看似很无常。
Based on my decisions, based on what's happening around me, my environment, and based on whatever things that are outside my control.
所以我的人生好像常常受到我自己的决定，或者我周遭的一些环境发生的事情的影响而进行。
And it is in that context.The Bible asks us to trust God.
但就是在这样的一个情况之下，圣经却要求我们来信靠神。
How can you trust a God that you can't see?
一个看不见的神，你如何来信靠他呢？
How can you trust God when everything around me seems quite random?
当我们周遭发生的一切都无常的时候，我们如何来信靠他呢？
Even though the Bible says God is sovereign.
尽管圣经告诉我们神是有主权的。
Amen.The two doesn't seem to be in harmony.
这两个观点看似并不和谐。
So therefore, only the Bible can be true.
所以，那么圣经肯定是没错的。
So the problem is our struggles.
所以那问题就出在我们自己的这个挣扎。
And this is why we are struggling to trust God.
这就是我们挣扎来信靠神。
And trying to understand what's going on in our own lives.
我们尝试去明白在我们生命中发生的一切的事情。
The root of the problem in all of this is that God thinks in a different way to us.
那么其实我们所面对的所有问题的根源都取决于神看问题是与我们完全不同的。
He does things in a different way.
神按照不同的方法来行事。
The Bible says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways."
圣经告诉我们，神的意念不是我们的意念，神的道路也不是我们的道路。
Amen?
Amen.
And because of that, most of the time, when we're trying to interpret what's going on in our lives, it doesn't make sense.
就是因为这样的一个原因，所以我们尝试去解释我们生命中发生一切的时候，好像一切都讲不通，说不清楚。
When we try to understand what's happening in our lives through our own intelligence, our own lenses, it becomes difficult to understand.
所以当我们尝试用自己的视角，我们自己的智商和能力去解释明白我发生在我们生命中一切的时候，我们觉得很难去解释和明白。
Because the events of our lives seems to be random.
因为发生在我们生命中的事常看是很无常。
Correct?
是不是？
Even though we don't want to,
尽管我们不想这样的事情发生，
it seems random.
就是这个事情的发生是习以无常的。
And often the decisions that we make, we end up feeling regretful.
很多时候我们自己做的决定，我们都常常很懊悔。
Then, as a Christian, how can we say God is in control of my life?
那么对于基督徒来说，我们如何说神你是掌管我的生命的呢？
Like I said, the answer is He is in control.
就像我刚刚说的，答案是神确实是掌管的。
It's not random. Our life is not random.
我们的生命并不是无常的。
Because God is sovereign.
因为他是有主权的。
Amen.
Amen.
The problem is, we don't understand it like the way God understands it.
问题出在于我们并不能按照神的思维、神的视角去思考和看待这一切事情。
Therefore, from our perspective, it looks very random.
所以从我们的视角、我们的角度去看的时候，是绝对好像很无常。
But when you look at it from God's point of view, everything is under control.
但是如果我们尝试从神的视角来看的时候，那么一切都解释得通了。
Even though there are billions of us.
虽然这里有成千上亿的我们存在，
Even though the world looks like a mess,
虽然这个世界看上去一片混乱，
God is in control.
神是掌管我们的生命。
That's why in the Bible he can prophesy things before they happen.
所以在圣经当中，神可以在这个事情未发生以前就发预言了。
The Hebrew Bible in the Old Testament is written in past tense.
那么在圣经当中，希伯来文是用过去时来写的。
So every time when God prophesies something in the future, it's written in a way of past tense. It's already done.
所以神当他在预言将来发生的事的时候，希伯来文是用过去时来写的，所以已经发生了。
Now, it doesn't make sense.
那么对于我们来说，好像觉得讲说不通。
But for God, who's sovereign, who is in control,
但是对于那个有主权掌管一切的神来说，
Before it happens, he can speak it in past tense.
那么在这个事情未发生以前，他就已经用过去时来说这个事情已经成了。
Imagine when you go into your exam, I've already got A+. Before you even answer a question.
想象我们在考试之前，我们都知道说我的考试的结果会达到 A+.
That's why
A+.
Prophecy alone tells you that God is in control.
所以我们就从简单的神的这所有的预言当中，我们知道说神是掌控一切的。
He has already told the devil what's going to happen to him.
神已经告诉撒旦他将来的结局是怎样。
He's already written the history of the world in the book of Revelation in chapter 20-21 before it even happened.
所以在启示录20章和21章的时候，神已经撰写了这个世界的最后的结局。
He knew about you and me before he made the earth.
在创立世界以先，神就已经知晓了你我。
Before God decided to make the earth, He's already know exactly how many people will be born in that earth.
所以在神创立这个创造这个地球之先，神就知道在这个地球上有多少人要在这边生存。
Isn't it incredible?
是不是非常的奇妙？
Thousands of years ago, God already knew me and you by name.
在几千年很久很久以前，神就按着我们的名字来呼召了我们，认识了我们。
To him, nothing is random.
对他来说，没有任何事情的发生是偶然的。
To us, everything is random.
但相反，对于我们来说，好像所有事情都是偶然随机的。
Just let that sink in.
让我们把这个思想沉淀。
Because the more you realize God is in control, the more you can say, I'm going to trust him.
因为当我们越来越相信神真的是在掌管一切的时候，我们就越来越多的人信靠他。
Let me give you an example from the scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 6.
让我们从经文当中来看，撒母耳记上。
The Philistines captured the Ark of God.
那么腓力士人呢，他们当时
Ark of the Covenant，
腓力士人他们把以色列人的耶和华神的约柜呢拿走了。
But they don't know what to do with it。
但是他们不知道怎么做，怎么办
？When they put the Ark of the Covenant into the Philistines' temple，
当他们把这个约柜放到他们以色列的神庙当中的时候
，It caused chaos within the temple。
然后呢，在那个神庙当中都是制造了一片混乱。
God was judging their idols。
神当时审判他们所拜的偶像。
The God of Dagon broke into bits。
他们神庙里面的偶像都倒塌，跪拜在神面前。
So the Philistines were in turmoil. What shall we do with the Ark of Covenant? Let's return it back to Israel.
所以当时那些腓力士人看到在那个景况的时候，他们非常的慌张。他们说：“我们到底怎么办呢？我们赶快把这个约柜给他们还回去吧。”
And so here we are now entering. We come to the story where the Philistines are deciding how to take the Ark of the Covenant back to Israel.
所以这里我们看到这个经文是在描述这些腓力士人呢，他们决定怎么把这个约柜送还给以色列人。
And they want to set a test, an experiment.
他们其实想做一个测试，想做一个实验哈。
They want to prove to themselves whether all these catastrophes are happening in their temple was to do with the God of Israel or was it just random.
因为他们想做这个测试来让他们看到发生在他们神庙里面那些灾难啊那些混乱的事情是因为他们得罪了以色列的神呢还只是一个偶然的发生
Just like us, right? Often we want to know, Lord, did you do this? Or was this random?
就像好像我们常常对神说神是你做的呢还只是一个机缘巧合一个偶然的事呢
So verse 7 says in chapter 6 of 1 Samuel, Now therefore,Make a new cart. Take two milk cows which have never been yoked and hitch the cows to the cart and take their calves home away from them.
撒母耳记上的六章第七节说现在你们应当造一辆新车将有两只未曾负轭有乳的母牛套在车上使牛犊回家去离开母牛。
So this is the test.
这是他们要做的一个试验。
They make a cart, a new cart.
他们造了一辆新车。
Now they have two milk cows.
他们这里用了两只有乳的母牛。
Never been trained, never been yoked to pull a cart.
这两只母牛是从来未曾负轭的乳牛母牛。
Now, for a cow to pull a cart, you need to train the cow.
如果要让那个牛来拉那个车呢其实他们需要训练的。
But they never trained the cows.
但这里注意好这两只母牛是未曾负轭没有经过训练的。
That's test number one.
这是他们做的第一个测试。
Test number two.
第二个测试呢
They both cows just given birth to calves.
这两只母牛呢刚刚生了牛犊。
What did they do with the calves?
那他们把这个牛犊怎么处理呢
？They separated the calves from the mothers.
他们把这个牛犊啊，跟着他们的母牛分开。
And put the calves away from the cows.
所以他们就使这个牛犊离开了母牛，把他们分离开。
Is that natural?
这个操作是不正常的呢
？If you try and do that today, the cows will try and kill you and get hold of their calves, right?
如果我们尝试这样做，那么尝试把牛犊跟母牛分开，那么肯定母牛会有所很大反应。
So here you have two cows that never pulled a cart before, untrained.
所以这里有两只从来未曾负轭的乳牛母牛。
And two cows have been separated from their babies.
然后这个母牛呢，还把跟他们的牛犊分开了。
And the test is, will they take the cart to Israel?
所以这个测试就是看这个母牛会不会把这个车拉进以色列的境内
Which is the opposite direction of where their calves are.
所以这个方向呢是跟他们牛犊去的那个方向是完全相反的方向
Now scientifically and logically you realize the cows would immediately fight the owners and the cart and try and run back to their calves, right?
按照常理按照科学的角度我们都可以知道那个母牛的反应肯定是各种挣扎尝试回去那个牛它的牛犊的那个方向
And so the Philistines say if they just straight away take the Ark of the Covenant and the cart to Israel then that has to be God
所以当时腓利士人说，他们如果这个母牛直接把这个车开到了那个，哦，不是，去到那个以色列境内的话，那么肯定是耶和华神的作为。
Amen. This is unnatural.
因为这个是非自然的一种结局。
And let's read what happened in verse 8. Then take the ark of the Lord and set it on the cart, and put the articles of gold which you have are returning to him on as a trespass offering in a chest by its side. Then send it away and let it go.
第八节说，他们把耶和华的约柜放在车上，将所献赔罪的金物装在匣子里，放在柜旁，将柜送去。
Verse 9, and watch it. It goes up the road to its own territory, to Beth-Shemesh. Then he has done us the great evil. But if not, then we know that it is not his hand that struck us. It happened to us by chance.
第九节说，你们要看看，车若直行以色列的境界，去到博士麦，这大灾就是耶和华降在我们身上的，若不然便可以知道不是他的手击打我们，是我们 偶然遇见的。
Now this is what happened. Verse 12, then the cows headed straight for the road of Beth-Shemesh and went along the highway lowing as they wentAnd did not turn aside to the right or to the left. And the lords of the Philistine went after them to the border of Beth-Shemesh.
十二节说，牛直行大路，再往博士麦的一条大道上，一面走一面叫，不偏左右。腓利士的领袖跟在后面，直到博士麦的地界。
The scripture tells us the cows went straight to Israel.
圣经告诉我们，这个牛直行往前。
But it says lowing. They were crying.
但这里说他们是一边走一边在那边哀叫。
The word lowing is often used, but they were crying for their calves.
所以他这里讲说那个牛啊在走的时候其实是很哀痛的那边哀叫。
But yet they were in pain, and yet they were still going the opposite direction.
虽然他们很遭受那种痛苦，但是他们却直直的往前面走，不偏左右。
They did not turn to the left or to the right. They went straight to Israel.
他们不偏左右，直直的往以色列的那个境界走。
Now that is according to the Philistines. That is not random.
所以在腓利士人的眼中，这样的事情发生绝非偶然。
That is the result of God's hand.
这件事发生是因为耶和华神的手在他们身上。
God caused the cows to go straight against their pain to Israel.
所以他是神的手使这个牛可以直行往前去到以色列境内，尽管他们遭受那个痛苦。
Nobody saw Jehovah.
没有人见到神的形体。
Nobody heard him.
也没有人听到他的声音。
Nobody touched him.
也没有人触摸到他。
It looks quite normal, but it's not normal.
看似一个很正常，但是却是一个很非自然的一种情形。
When we look at this story and we think about Joseph,
当我们看到这个故事，我们想到约瑟的时候
，He was taken away and was away from his home.
约瑟呢被他的弟弟卖到埃及。
He ended up as the prime minister of Egypt.
他最后却成了以色列的宰相。
That looks random.
Oh no, 埃及的宰相。
That looks random.
看似这个故事的发展很偶然。
Yeah, it wasn't random.
但是这一切的发生都不是偶然的。
Moses running into the wilderness, it looks random.
那么摩西后来去到逃跑跑到旷野当中也看似偶然。
But it wasn't random.
但却并非如此。
Our lives looks random, but it's not random.
我们的生命也看似偶然，但是其实一切的发生都是有原因的。
Amen.
Amen.
If our lives is random, then God is not being my God.
如果我们的生命的发生只是很随机、很偶然的，那么神就不再是我们的神了。
Hallelujah. It is important to know that.
我们这一点非常重要，我们要知道。
The thing is, in our lives.We like to make our own decisions. We like to be rebellious.
在我们的生命当中，我们喜欢自己做决定，我们喜欢很悖逆。
God loves us.
但是神仍然很爱我们。
Even in that attitude, God is still in control.
尽管我们有这样一种态度，神仍然掌管我们的人生。
God is still deciding whether He will let you do it, He will let you fall down, He will let you whatever.
神仍然在背后那个牧手来决定说，他要不要你做这个事情，要不要你跌倒，要不要你经历这样的事情。
But all the time we're struggling whether God really is there for me.
但是很多时候我们都有这样的纠结挣扎，说神啊，你是不是在这里与我同在呢？
It's like a story of a man who fell over a cliff and he clutched a little branch from a, and he held on with all his life.
就好像一个人他从悬崖上掉下去以后，他抓住了一根树枝，为了救命，他紧紧地抓住那个救命稻草。
He looks down, he was really high up. He could feel the rocks beneath him.
所以他往下去看的时候是悬崖 是悬崖是高山。
And then he looks up.
但他往上
to the sky.
但他往上看的时候举目望天。
Is there anyone can help me?
然后他举目望天说有人可以帮我吗？
Like we cry out, is God there?
那我们常常哭求说神啊你在那里吗？
And then a big voice came out. Yes.
然后我们可能很期待，有个很低沉的、很响的声音，响亮的声音说
：“I can help you。”
是的，我在这里，我可以帮你。
And then he tell the man, "Let go."
然后可能听到一个声音对那个男子说：“哦，你放手吧。
”Then the man looks down.
但是当那个人看到他脚下的那个光景的时候
，Then he looks back up.
然后再举目看
，Then he cry out.
然后他再一次哀求说
Is there anyone else up there?
然后在上面还有其他人可以救我吗？
And that's what happens, brothers and sisters.
这就是发生在我们生命中的情况。
This story describes how we feel.
其实这个故事其实就是反映我们那种情况。
We say, God, please help me.
我们说神啊，求你帮我。
Are you there?
你在那里吗？
And then God tells you, trust me.
神告诉我说你信靠我。
Let go.
然后你放手就好了。
And then we say, is there another way?
他说神啊，除此以外还有别的方法吗？
Is there another church?
还有另外一个教会吗？
Is there another doctrine?
是不是还有另外一个学术可以帮助我呢？
Is there another pastor?
或者另外一个牧师给我另外的讲解呢？
We don't want to hear what God wants to tell us.
很多时候我们不想听到神要对我们说的话。
And we don't want to do the things that God told us to do.
我们也很不想去做神要我们做的事情。
And that's why we still cling on.
所以就是我们还紧紧抓住那个树枝。
And we refuse to let go.
我们拒绝就是啊怎么都不想放手。
But God is telling us to trust Him.
但是神教导我们要去信靠他。
Because He's sovereign.
因为他是有主权的。
Your life,will be okay right at the end.
你的生命到最后会有个好的结局。
You're still young.
因为我们还年轻。
You haven't died yet.
我们还存活着。我们还不至死。
How you finish will be good.
我们的结局，最后的结局会是好的。
At the moment, it doesn't seem like it.
可能现在你处的光景看上去没有这么好。
But how do you know how you're going to end your life?
但是没有人知道我们最后的结局会是怎样。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why all of us, if we trust the Lord,
所以当我们所有人我们去信靠神的时候
if we are faithful to Him,
我们来信实的去跟随他
if you love God,
我们去爱他的时候
He will help you.
神一定会来帮助我们
He will guide us.
他一定会来引导我们
Because our God is all powerful.
因为我们的神是全能的神
He can tell you about your life in past tense.
他可以在你的人生还没有你的日子还未过一日之前他就用过去时告诉你要发生的事情了。
Amen. But he's not telling you now.
但是很可惜的时候他不会告诉我们。他现在还不会告诉我们。
He chooses not to tell you.
他选择不要告诉我们。
Because he wants you to trust him.
是因为他想让我们去信靠
他。He wants you to learn his ways.
他想让我们去跟随他的道路。
Amen.How many of us would have been fantastic, right, if we had a time machine?
有多少人觉得如果我们有这个时光机的话会哇是多么棒的一件事情。
If I only I can travel 20 years back.
如果我可以回到20年前。
I would have bought 100 bitcoins. when they were only at £1.
那可能我再回到20年前 我当时就投资100个那个 bitcoin 的时候哇我就发达了。
You see, you can't do it.
那个时候我们做不到，对不对？
God can.
但是神可以。
And that's why sometimes we may do things that we don't even understand.
很多时候我们做一些我们自己都不明白的事情。
We might even, you know, study a subject that's completely have no relevance to our lives at the moment.
可能我们会学一些专业跟我们现在的人生看似毫无关联的事。
But then God can see in the future.
但是神却是能看到未来的那位神。
It's because He is sovereign.
因为他是有主权的。
Isaiah 46 verse 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my purpose.
以赛亚书46章第10节说，我从起初就指明末后的事，从古时便言明未成的事。说我的筹算必定立，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
Amen. God does things. He looks at the end before he starts.
神在开始一切开始之前就已经明白末了的事了。
Before he makes you,
在神创造我们之前
，He already know how you go. Your life going to end.
他就已经知道我们生命的结局是如何了。
Amen.And whatever he decides, he's right.
神所决定的一切事情都是对的。
I'm wrong.
我们常常是错的。
We will never have the ability to know.
我们完全没有能力去决定。
God thinks he's in charge, but he is in charge.
我们觉得神是实实在在在掌管这一切。
We think we're in charge, we're not.
我们有时候觉得我的人生我做主，但其实并非这样。
Amen? We're not in charge.
我们没有在掌控。
You see, our lives is not by chance.
我们的生命发生不是偶然的。
It is His thoughts.
是神的意念。
God thought about us.
神顾念了我们。
Before He made us.
在他创造我们之先。
In every stage of our life, God thought about us.
在我们人生发生的每一个阶段，神都顾念了我们。
Psalm 8 says, you are mindful of man.Why do you care about him?
说为什么你要顾念人呢？
Every hair in the Gospels, every hair that falls from our head, he counts them.
在约翰福音书上告诉我们，我们头上的头发，我们掉落头发，神都数算。
What? Every single hair that fell on the floor, God has counted.
所以我们头上掉下的头发，我们有多少头发，神都数算。
My first reaction when I read that scripture in the Gospels, I said, God, don't you have better things to do?
当我在福音书读到这个经文的时候，当时我的第一个反应说，神，难道你没有更好的事情做？你这么有空吗？
We think God does not have enough time.
我们常常觉得神太忙了，无暇顾及我们。
And yet, He has time to count every hair that falls from our head.
但是他却这么有空有闲心来数从我们头上掉下来每根头发。
When you get to heaven, you can ask him, Lord, exactly how many hair have I shed it over my lifetime?
所以可能我们去到天堂就见到主面的时候，我们说，神啊，你能告诉我吗？我头上掉了到多少根头发呢？
If God cares about those details, he cares about everything. Do you know why?
神如果这么连这么细节的东西神都在乎，那么他就在乎所有的事情，为什么呢？
Because he thinks about you and me.
因为神他顾念了你和我。
As parents, we think about our children all the time.
作为父母的，我们常常去想起我们的孩子。
Is that correct?
我们都挂念他们。
Moms and dads,
是不是啊？
is that correct?
这里做为人父母的，我们都有这样的感受，是不是？
If it's not correct, then you got a problem.
如果你没有这样的情况，可能有点问题哦。
We think about our children all the time.
就我们时时都挂念我们的孩子，是不是啊？
God is our Father.
那么神是我们的父神。
He thinks about us all the time.
那么同样他也是时时的常常的思想着我们，顾念着我们。
He doesn't just let us run around.
他不是将我们随便任意妄行。
And then randomly get into trouble.
然后叫我们很随机的就是遇到一些问题。
If he can count the hairs, he can look after us.
如果他能连我们头上的头发都数算的话，那么他一定会顾念来看顾我们。
Psalm 139 verse 7 and 8 says, Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
诗篇139篇7到8节说，我往哪里去躲进你的，躲避你的灵，我往哪里逃能躲避你的面，我若升到天上，你在那里，我若躺在阴间，你也在那里。
According to the psalmist, wherever we go, God is there.
按照诗篇所讲的，我们不管我们去到哪里，神都与我们同在。
If he's with us,
如果神与我们同在，
nothing is random.
那么没有任何事情的发生是偶然的。
Amen.We might be doing things that we shouldn't be doing.
可能我们在做一些我们觉得不应该做的事情。
And you hurt yourself.
可能你伤害到你自己。
You make mistakes in your life.
在我们生命中可能犯一些错。
Guess what?
你猜一下怎么着？
God knows.
尽管是这样，神都知道。
Because he is there.
因为你在那边做这个决定犯错的时候，他也在那边。
He may not approve it.
他可能并不认同你的做法。
He's not there. So he's there.
但他就是确实在那边。
But he's so confident.
但是他有如此大的一个自信。
He know he can sort it out later.
他知道他之后会把你搞定的，解决一个问题。
We make mistakes in our lives.
我们生命中常常犯错。
And we regret it.
我们常常懊悔。
And we wish we can travel back in time.And make a different decision.
我们常常希望我们可以回时光倒流，回到那时来改变我们当时做的决定。
Especially marry someone else.
特别是说啊，当时我嫁娶别人就好了。
You see, marriage is not like Argos. You can go back and exchange for something else.
那个婚姻好像嫁娶，不是说我们觉得不满意了，还好可以倒退，还可以退货，换一个另外的。
And that is the problem. What do we do when we make a mistake?
就是当我们自己犯错的时候，我们做了个错误的决定，该怎么办呢？
And we know it's wrong, we repent of it, and we regret it.
当我们知道我们真的做错了，我们也悔改了，认错了，那怎么办呢？
God is in control.
一定要记住，神在掌控一切。
He can make sure the outcome of your life becomes different.
他会一定确保你生命最后的结局是好的结果。
He can fix things.
神有能力来解决我们的问题。
He can renew things.
他可以把事情更新。
He can change things.
他能改变事情。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 It's so easy for God.
可能对神来说是轻而易举的事情。
And that's why as a Christian, we should love God, get to know Him.
所以作为基督徒，我们真的要学会来认识神，来爱我们的神。
And live our lives with confidence and with joy.
让我们带着那种欢喜和信心来过我们的生命。
Knowing that even when we make a bad decision,
让我们知道，就算在我们的错误当中
，accidentally,
不管是出于偶然也好，意外也好
，accidentally or deliberately,
或者我们有时候故意的也好。
As long as we come back to God,
只要我们再次回转向神，
He can give you a different outcome.
神会给我们一个完全不同的结果。
So that the day on your deathbed,
可能今天当我们躺在我们的病床上的时候，
you look back at your life.
当我们来回顾我们的人生，
and then you can truly say, God was with me.
那你，我希望我们都能说那句话，说神，你实实在在与我同在了。
I've been through good times and bad times, He was with me.
不管是得时还是不得时，神都与我同在。
Amen.The most important thing in your life is when you die, is God with you? And the answer should be yes.
所以对我们来说，人生最重要的是，当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们要问自己一个问题：神与你同在吗？
How much money do I have?
不是是关乎说你有多少钱哦。
Because you can't take that with you.
因为你世上的一切的财富都不能跟你带去。
Is God with me?
你要问自己：神与我同在吗？
You see, in verse 17, he says, how.Precious are your thoughts.
十七节说，神啊，你的意念像我何等的宝贵。
You see, it is thoughts, not chance, that guide your life.
是神的意念，而不是那种随机发生的机遇来引导我们的人生。
It is God's thoughts.
是神向我们所怀的意念。
God's thoughts are important.
神的意念是非常重要的。
See, thoughts, God's thoughts, we can't see, we can't touch, we can't hear.
关乎神的意念，我们听不到，看不到，也摸不到。
That's why when we can't see God, we can't touch Him, we can't hear Him. How is He guiding us? How is He controlling our lives?
所以很多时候我们问这问题：这个神看不到、摸不到、听不到，他怎么来引导我的人生？他怎么来掌管我的人生呢？
Thoughts.
就是他的意念。
He's thinking about you.
他思想了你，他顾念了你。
When I'm thinking about my children, I'm invisible. I can't be touched. Yeah, it can't be heard.
所以当我来思想我的孩子的时候，虽然我的那个思想，我对他们的意念，虽然我看不到，他们摸不到，他们也感受不到。
It could be in another country.
他们可能在另外一个地方，一个国家。
They don't know that I'm thinking about them.
他们甚至都不知道我在思想了他们。
Because my thoughts are invisible.
因为我的思想是看不到的。
Can't be touched.
也触摸不到的。
I'm not heard.
也听不见的。
God is in heaven.
我们的神，父神在天上。
God's presence is with us.
神的同在在我们当中。
But we can't see him.
但是我们仍然看不到这位神。
Can't touch him.
我们触摸不到他。
Can't hear him.
我们也听不到他。
What does that describe to you?
那么这个到底给我们形容了一个怎么样的情景呢？
What does that describe? Can't see, can't hear.Can't touch.
那么当我说到看不见、听不到、触摸不到的时候，
That's a description of his thoughts.
那么这就是来形容他的意念。
He's thinking about you.
他在思想着我们。
Just like we're thinking about our children.
就好像我们在思想我们的儿女一样。
And the psalmist realized that.
所以这个诗篇的作者也意识到这一点。
He said, "How precious to me are your thoughts."
他说，你的意念向我是何等的宝贵。
Your life and my life.Is not random. It is guided by God's thoughts.
所以你我的人生并非偶然，而是被神的意念所引导着。
It's protected and safeguarded by God's thoughts.
我们的人生是被神的意念所安全的引导呵护着的。
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God?
你的意念向我是何等的宝贵。
How vast is the sum of them?
其数何等众多。
It's not occasional thought, it's all the time.
这个神向我们所怀的意念并不是一时半会儿，而是时时的一直的思想着我们。
God has not thought about us once a while, once every 10 years. According to the psalmist, how vast is the sum of them.
他这里说你的意念其数何等众多，神不是十年一次，十年有一次想想我们，随机的想想我们，而是常常的、一直的想念我们。
Right now, he's saying to the angel, "Another hair just fallen. Record it."
所以可能他现在说啊，跟那个天使说，哦，他的头发掉了，赶快记录下来。
God is weird.
好像我们觉得神的行为很奇怪。
God is strange.
非常奇怪。
The reason why we find God weird and strange is because he's not like us.
很多时候我们觉得他很奇怪，是因为他跟我们不一样。
He doesn't think like us.
他的思想、他的意念与我们完全不同。
Amen.
Amen.
He's much, much more superior and better than us.
他是远远超越一切，比我们好太多了。
That's why we're able to love him for eternity, because he is just so different from us.
所以我们可以用永恒的时间来爱他、来爱慕他，因为他跟我们就太不一样了。
And yet we are made in his image.
但是我们却是照着他的形象所造的。
That's even more strange.
那就真听起来更奇怪了。
And look as he says, right? How vast is the sum of them? If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I am still with you.
十八节说：“我若数点比海沙更多，我睡醒的时候，你仍和你同在。”
So what does the psalmist say about his thoughts? What's the quantity?
所以这里诗篇的作者怎么形容神的意念呢？
Like the sand.
他说这个意念比海沙更多。
You can't count the sand.
那么海边的沙滩，那种沙滩里面沙子是无法细数的。
You can't count the number of thoughts that God is thinking about you and me.
所以换言之，我们无法去细数神向你我所怀的意念。
He says,I can't get out of your presence.
他说我无法来离开逃离你的同在。
The last sentence here, I awake and I'm still with you. It means when I die and when I awake, when I come back alive in my spirit, the first person I see is you.
哇，这里说我睡醒的时候，就是说可能如果我死之前你跟我同在，当我再复活再醒来的时候，你仍然是与我同在的。
This is the thing that really gets me. Whenever you hear stories about people who die and come back alive, or relatives who nearly die, They all describe one thing.
这让我很惊讶的是，当有些人要临终要走之前，或者接近死亡的边缘的时候，他们总会有这种经历。
The first person they see is Jesus.
所有这些人，他们第一眼见到人都是耶稣。
Wait, I thought Jesus was busy.
很多人说啊，耶稣不是很忙吗
？He's got billions of people to take care of.
哇，这个世上这个几十亿人口，他要去照顾。
And yet, he has time to count my hairs.
啊，他居然这么有空，还可以数算我的头发。
And yet, he's waiting patiently for me to die.
然后他还耐心的等待我死了以后见到他，第一眼就是他。
And that's why when both of my parents are about to die,
所以当时我的父母在离世之前
，I said to my dad, I said, Dad.Because my dad was about to go.
当时我的父亲已经要临近尾声了。
And suddenly, the room was filled with the presence of God.
然后突然那个房间就充满了神的同在。
And I remember right at the corner, something opened up.
然后当时我记得那个病房的角落里面有个东西好像敞开了。
And I said, Dad, Jesus is there.
然后对我的父亲说，啊，爸爸，耶稣来了。
I said, Go.
我说你跟他走吧。
I said, Follow him.
我说你跟着他走。
And he went, That's it, go in.
然后
he made this gesture movement.
然后他当时就做了这个动作，然后就离开了。
When my mom was about to die,
然后当时我母亲要离开之前
，I said, "Mom, whenever if you see Jesus go,"
然后我跟他说，如果你见到耶稣，你就跟他走。
And four days before, three or four days before, I can't remember the exact number now. Three or four days before she's about to die.
然后我记得当时大概在三到四天，他走之前的三到四天
，She said to us, "I saw Jesus."
然后当时他对我们说啊，我看到耶稣了。
I said, Mom, why didn't you go then?
然后我说啊，妈妈，你为什么不跟主走呢？
我不舍得啊。
然后他说我不舍得离开。
I said, Mom, I told you you should go when you see Jesus.
然后当时我就说，妈妈，我跟你说，如果你见到主，你就跟他走了。
You see, who did she see when she was about to die?
所以你看到我们最后我们临终之前见到的人是谁
？Jesus.
是主。
How did she know it was Jesus?
他如何知道是耶稣呢
？There is something in us that tells us,、just like、oh, I don't need to see Suzanne, I can know it's her.
就是很多时候我们里面的那个同在，让可以告诉我们知道我们见到就是主。
There's something about us inside that we know it's Jesus.
就是在我们里面的一个很特殊的属性，让我们认出主来。
Amen.、Both of my parents were met by Jesus.
我的父母，我的双亲都遇见。主然后离开的
When you and I finally go to heaven, who is the one going to meet us?
所以当我们最后离世归父的时候，那我们知道我们第一眼见到的是谁呢？
It's going to be Jesus.
一定是耶稣。
So therefore, get ourselves prepared.
所以让我们做好准备。
Amen. Love him.
我们要爱我们的主。
Get to know him.
让我们来极力认识他。
Our life is not by chance.
我们的生命绝非偶然。
Things happen in our lives.
事情发生在我们生命当中。
Yes, we make bad decisions.
是的，可能我们做一些坏的决定。
But God is still there.
但是神仍然与我们同在。
God does not abandon us.
神没有离弃我们。
He still can fix things.
他仍然能解决这些问题。
Oh no, I chose the wrong subject. So what?
他说啊，我选那个科目选错了，那怎么又怎么样
？God is still there.
神还是与你同在的。
Oh no, I'm being born in the wrong country. So what?
哦，我现在在一个不对的国家出生，那又怎么样呢
？Oh no, I've been born with the wrong parents.
可能我在一个不对。对的父母家庭的出身、
so、
又怎么样呢
？I got the wrong brothers and sisters. So what?、
那我的弟兄姊妹，我不在这应该在家里出生，那又怎么着呢
？God is still there.
神还是与你同在哦。
Is Jeremiah? We'll finish off with this. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future.And I hope.
这里说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。这是耶和华说的。
Whenever you find something repeated two or three times in the same verse, it means very, very important.
如果我们发现在一段经文当中一个字眼重复的发生，那么说明这个字眼是非常非常非常重要的。
So what word did we see repeated?
那我们看到哪个字是被重复出现的呢
？Not twice, but three times.
不止两次，而是出现了三次哦。
God is busy thinking about us.
就是神的意念，神 非常的常常一直在思想着我们。
Again, like the psalmist says in Psalm 8, You are so mindful of man. What is it that you care about him?
就像在诗篇第八章里说，人算什么？你竟如此的顾念他们。
God is so mindful about you and so mindful about me. What is it that he cares about me?
就是我们算什么？他为什么值得神如此的顾念你我呢？
I don't know.
我也不知道。
You know, when you look yourself in the mirror, what is it that makes God care about me?
当我们在镜中看到我们自己的时候，说我有什么特别能使得这位神如此的顾念我？
God knows, but I don't know.
可能神知道，但我并不一定知道。
We try to know.
我们尝试去了解。
What is it that makes God love Ruth? I don't know.
有什么 Ruth 有什么特别让神这么爱他？
Why does God care about her?
为什么神如此的在乎他？
Why does God care about you?
为什么神也在乎我这里的每一个你我？
Why does he think about you all the time?
为什么神如此常常的思想着我们每一个人？
No idea.
可能我们想不通。
That's what makes God strange.
这才是让我们的神好像很特别。
Different.
与众不同的神。
Amen. Let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your thoughts.
主，我们谢谢你向我们所怀的意念。谢谢你向我们的人生所怀的意念。哇，你的意念如海，比海沙的尘土而多。
It is something, O God, that we know, but it's impossible to comprehend.
主啊，虽然我们知道，但是我们的头脑是无法来明白你向我们所怀的意念。
But help us, O God, to be like the people of the Bible.
主啊，帮助我们像圣经里的那些故事所说的。
Their life seems.So random.
今晚那个人生看上去这么的偶然。
And yet in every step you are there.
但是在他们经历的每一步，你都与他们同在。
Hallelujah. I just want you to spend a few moments.
让我们花一点时间。
The Lord is with us.
知道神与我们同在。
So stand.
让我们站立起来。
Spend a few moments.
让我花一点时间来思想。
Lord, you are with us.
谢谢主，你与我们同在。
I want you to open your heart.
我想大家打开我们的心。
I want you to surrender your life.
我想把我们的人生降服在主面前。
Father, I am tired.
主啊，我觉得我受够了。
Why don't you be in charge?
主啊，让你来掌管我的人生。
It's time to let God be in control.
这是时候让神来掌管你的生命。
It's time to rest your soul.
现在让我们的魂在主面前安息。
And to say,
让我们对神说
，It will all be well.
一切将会安好。
It will all be well.
一切都将会安好。
It will all be okay.
一切都将安好。
Whatever you're facing, whatever's happening,
不管我们面对怎么样的情况，不管我们经历怎样的遭遇
，Pray before God.
让我们来到神面前祷告。
Say to your soul.
对我们的魂说
，It will be well.
一切将安好。
It will all be okay.
一切都将安好。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Make decisions.
让我们做一个决定。
Don't look back.
不要往回看。
Let God take care of you.
让神来看顾我们的生命。
God give us intelligence.
神赐给我们智慧。
God give us a heart.
神给我们有心。
Let that guide you.
让这些来引导我们。
Let God guide you by His Spirit through your thoughts, through your heart.
让神的灵借着我们的心思意念，我们的心来引导我们。
But all the time.
但是让我们随时
know that He's with you.
我们随时都知道他一直与我们同在。
Father, if we make any wrong decisions,
父啊，如果我们做了任何错误的决定，
if we do anything that's wrong,
如果我们做了任何冒犯的事，
pray that the Holy Spirit comes and convict me.
求圣灵来给我们有一个认罪的心。
Guide me, Lord.
来引导我们。
Father, even in my rebellion.
主，甚至在我们的叛逆当中
，Even in my disobedience，
在我的不顺服当中
，You are still there，
你仍然与我同在。
I thank you for your mercy，
我们谢谢你的怜悯。
I thank you for your mercy.
主，我谢谢你的怜悯。
For you are gracious.
因为你恩待我。
You are good to me.
因为你恩待我。
See, brothers and sisters, it is not too late.
所以弟兄姊妹，为时不晚。
While you are still here.
当我们今天还在这里。
Here on this earth.
让我们还活在这个世上
is to come back to God.
就是要回到神的里面
Give your life back to him.
再次把你的生命交托给他
And let him fix things.
让他来搞定你的人生
Let him give you a different future.
让他给你一个完全不同的未来
A future with hope.
一个有盼望的未来
No matter how good or how difficult it might be.
不管这个未来是好还是不好
He is with you.
记住神与你同在
Hallelujah.Let's sing this.
Amen.
主耶和华，你已经检查了我，我坐下，我起来，你都已晓得。我心怒，我躺卧，你都细查。你也深知我一切所行，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道。你在我前后环绕着我，安守在我身上，这样的奇是我不能察觉，你已知道你的尊贵，是我永远不能说尽。我可以往哪里去躲避你的哪里是他可躲避你的面，我若展开清晨的翅膀飞到地极，就在那里你的双手也必引导我。你已经检查了我，我坐下，我起来，你都已晓得。我心怒，我躺卧，你都细查。你也深知我一切所行，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道。你在我前后环绕着我，安守在我身上，这样的奇是我不能折脱，你的至高，你的尊贵，是我永远不能说尽。我可以往哪里去躲避你的力，可以往哪里去逃，可躲避你的面，我若展开清晨的翅膀飞到地极，就在那里你的双手也必引导我。 So keep your heart open.
让我们的心继续向神敞开。
Allow the Lord to touch you and allow the Lord to communicate with you.
让神来触摸你，让神来与你交通。
Allow Him to tell you.
让神来告诉你。
Allow him to comfort you.
让神来安慰你。
You know, there are people here today.
我们当中，今天我们当中有人。
It's time for you to come back to Jesus.
今天就是那个日子，让你要回到主里面。
You need to repent of your wrongdoing.
你需要在神面前来认你的罪。
You need to know this is the wrong way.
你要知道你现在所行的是一条不义的道路。
This is a path that leads to destruction away from God.
这条路会带你走向灭亡，远离神。
So the Spirit of the Lord is crying out to you.
今天神的灵来哭求，来
asking you to come back.
来向你呼求，让你回到主里面。
Your God is in control.
相信神来掌管你的人生。
He can put things right in your life.
你需要把你生命中一切归位。
Hallelujah. Before we go, we're going to sing one more.
在我们结束之前，我们唱多一首歌。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd, I'm not want. He makes me lie in pasture.Me by the still waters, His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in You alone.
Let's worship Him.
And I will trust.Follows me Your goodness will lead me home.
Father, we are so grateful to have you as our God.
父，我们如此的感恩，你作为我们生命的主。
And you as our Savior.
你是我们的救主。
And you as our Shepherd.
你也是我们的牧者。
I pray, O God, that we trust you every day.
主，我们祷告，我们要每天都来信靠你。
Knowing that our lives are in your hands.
让我们深深的知道，我们的生命在你的手中。
Is under your control.
你在掌管我们的生命。
I pray that, Lord, during times that are tough, that you will give us the faith to believe.
主，我们祷告，在我们经历困难的时候，你给我们这样的信心来相信。
To know that you are with us.
让我们深知道你与我们同在。
That your thoughts are with us.
你的意念是与我们同在的。
We thank you, Father.
我们谢谢你，父神。
That every day.
让我们知道每一天。
Every moment.
每一个时刻。
Your mind is thinking about us.
你的意念都顾念着我们。
I thank you, Lord.
我谢谢你。
I just pray, oh God, that we will live a life that will not be disappointing.
主，我们祷告，我们过一个人生，是我们绝不后悔、不失望的人生。
That will make your heart full of joy.
让我们的人生来蒙你的悦纳。
So today, oh God, we can say to you, "Here I am."
主，今天我们对你说，主啊，我在这里。
I am who I am, Lord.
主啊，我就在这里。
I may have nothing.
主，可能我一无所有。
To offer you.
我没有任何东西可以来献给你。
But Lord, take this nothing.
主，就算我的无有，你都拿去。
And make something out of nothing.
主，让这些从无变为有的神。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
Amen. 大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，来前面，神祝福大家。